Hello and welcome to today's guided Lectio Divina. My name is Jenny Kaufman. I'm a pastor at First United Methodist Church in Oak Ridge, Tennessee. And I'm grateful that you have taken this time to feed your soul and to connect up with God. Lectio Divina, which is Latin for divine reading, is a way of praying through Scripture. It's a way of reading or listening to Scripture and inviting God to speak to us through the words. I will read a piece of Scripture today. It comes from the prophet Isaiah, the 63rd chapter, a total of 4 times. Each reading will be followed by either 2 minutes of quiet meditative music or silence. And during that time, you will be invited to focus on either a reaction to the reading or a thought of how this reading may be pertinent or meaningful to you in your life right now. So now let us turn to God through the practice of Lectio Divina. During this first reading, I invite you simply to listen and notice if there's a word or a phrase from the reading that just seems to jump out at you, that just seems to be particularly meaningful or relevant. You don't need to know why, but just listen and see what happens. I will tell you of Yahweh's unfailing love and sing the praises of Yahweh for all that Yahweh did for us, the many good things done for the house of Israel, which God did with motherly compassion and many kindnesses. For Yahweh said, "Truly, these are my people, children who will not be false to me." And so God became their liberator. In all their distress, O God, you were distressed, and the angel of your presence saved them. You redeemed them out of deep love and profound mercy, and lifted them up and carried them from time immemorial. Hear this reading now a second time, and in the quiet that follows, I invite you to consider how this word or this phrase speaks to you in your life right now. Given your life and what's going on, your context, how is this word or phrase meaningful? I will tell you of Yahweh's unfailing love and sing the praises of Yahweh for all that Yahweh did for us, the many good things done for the house of Israel, which God did with motherly compassion and many kindnesses. For Yahweh said, Truly these are my people, children who will not be false to me. And so God became their liberator. In all their distress, O God, you were distressed, and the angel of your presence saved them. You redeemed them out of deep love and profound mercy. You lifted them up and carried them from time immemorial. Hear this reading now a third time, and in the quiet that follows, I invite you to consider what God may be asking of you, encouraging you, inviting you to respond or to do in response to this word or phrase. How might you act in your life based on this word or phrase and its meaning? I will tell you of Yahweh's unfailing love, and sing the praises of Yahweh for all that Yahweh did for us, the many good things done for the house of Israel, which God did with motherly compassion and many kindnesses. For Yahweh said, "Truly these are my people, children who will not be false to me." And so God became their liberator. In all their distress, O God, you were distressed, and the angel of your presence saved them. You redeemed them out of deep love and profound mercy. You lifted them up and carried them from time immemorial. Thank you. Hear this reading now one last time. And in the quiet that follows, I invite you either to sit silently in the presence of God or pray to God. I will tell you of Yahweh's unfailing love and sing the praises of Yahweh for all that Yahweh did for us, the many good things done for the house of Israel, which God did with motherly compassion and many kindnesses. For Yahweh said, "Truly these are my people, children who will not be false to me." And so God became their liberator. In all their distress, O God, you were distressed, and the angel of your presence saved them. You redeemed them out of deep love and profound mercy. You lifted them up and carried them from time immemorial. Let us pray. Gracious and loving God, we thank you for your love. We thank you for your presence, the way it guides us and sustains us. May we be open to what you are asking of us, and may we share your love and your mercy with all who are in need. And it's in Christ's name we pray. Amen.